So, you know, it's a something to do with the playbook. And about it, just basically, we're holding on, poof, maybe some of you. Okay, Raboisa, let's. It's been recorded for people on Zoom that picking up your voice. I'm going to have to shout. It's the one table back. Sorry. No, I don't like people learning. I just. Poof, mem, hey.
That's our question.
I've got about 5,000 which are troubling me at the moment. But that's what's bothering me at the moment. Let's go back to Kuf Mem Dalet and start from a Chochama Mavin and run it through once. We saw three different categories of Chochma that a person can attain. And apparent, the one is obvious, the one is not so obvious, and the third one is very not obvious. Thank you. The Chochan Amevin, someone who has Chochma and Bina, doesn't see in all the things that were created, physical things that were created in order to fulfill his needs. He extracts his mevare for himself from this world. He sees the spiritual aspect of it, and the subtleties and the sensitivities and the, I don't exactly know what to do with that word yet. He uses this knowledge, this spiritual knowledge that he's attained, this adinut that he's attained, he uses that like a stepladder. In order to bring more and more proofs to mechazak his imuna, let's say, in the oneness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To the extent that he starts grasping the levels, the greatness, the chokhmah, the chesed of the boira, he therefore gives, in relation to that, he starts giving himself over to the avoid of Hashem. Again, ukafi, and to the extent that he understands the goodness and the chesodim of all Hashem's ma'asim, he sees the unbelievable goodness that Hashem is doing for him. That Hashem raised him above, lifting him above, call all the briyim. Before he's done anything with his life, nothing to sell. Is a fettered drop of a potential. And then he's a fetus. He's doing nothing. He's done nothing. He's gained no mitzvahs. He's done no mitzvahs. And Hashem's loading him with untold chesed. Because he can do anything. Hashem's chesed with the person starts the minute he starts being formed. Afterwards, he then utilizes the gashmis that was in this world for the positive benefits that he needs it in order to survive in this world. That's one of the simonim of a chochem, that he knows that he used the resources in this world correctly. There's resources in this world. There's a lot of stuff that you can use in this world in order to raise your levels of avodas Hashem. All the things that he doesn't need, he pushes them aside. You start getting involved in things that are above what you need, that detracts him from Hashem. And he starts busy acquiring a portfolio that's going to help him in the next world. He sees this whole world is a preparation house in order to prepare for the next world. And he takes from this world only what he needs in order to go to the next world. On the other extreme, the fool, not the Chochma Mevim, he doesn't understand why he came into this world. And he doesn't grasp, he doesn't understand, he doesn't try and understand the Chochma Hashem that's apparent in the world. He believes that this world is an eternal dwelling place for him. And he tries to acquire this world. He uses that chemdo, the das kol rasoidecho. He uses that chemdo for lamazeh. He perverts that lo sachmud. It's only when it's for the this world stuff. Lo sachmud doesn't apply to things for the next world. He's busy, bamish, involved in toiling in this world, and he thinks it's all for his own good. Everything that he's acquiring and all the wealth and all the investments and everything he's busy putting together for this world, he's actually working for somebody else because somebody else is going to get it eventually. Even while he's still alive, someone else can get it. For sure, after he dies, someone else is going to get everything he toiled for. He doesn't think about the end because he's going to be here forever. We're going to be here forever. He's right. Problem is, we're not going to be here forever. Here comes a marshal. Each one inherited from their father a field. Everybody knows about farming. It takes a while from the time you start working the field until you start actually being able to live off it. There's a period of investment and you only get the fruit later. So they divide up the field, each one had a portion of the field. Now you have the following business problem. Somebody, all good businessmen, yeah? You're sitting with a field that's going to make you a nice panosa, but you don't have any other source of panosa. It's going to take a while until you can eat from the field. You'll die before that field produces fruit. So what do? The first son, the one, was a very clever guy. Not a genius, but he was clever enough. And he was very, what's the word? Not a student. He was not charutz. Charutz means he was activated. He was alive. Alacrity, they call the word. We don't know what that word means either. Well, that's what the Masilus Yishon translation uses for visit the lecture to get up and go. Thank you. That's good. Job. Ambitious is what he's feeling. It doesn't mean what he's doing. Yeah, manifest. Okay. Vashani a tipesh for atzil. Charutz is the opposite of lazy. One again. Fine. Balasechol ro shem yasek rat bidmosoi vayaloye panui lasek bepanosa. If he was only busy with the field the whole day, he would die from starvation. He wouldn't have time to work on panosa. He had to live day by day. he hired himself out to work for other people's fields. So meantime, he has what to live off from the salary. When he finished working at night, he would come home and work a while, an hour or two in his field. And he was very careful not to spend unnecessarily. He saved whatever he could. He would save up enough for a day or two. He wouldn't work for anybody else that day. So he had what to live on that day. Then he would work in his field the whole day. Mamash put a lot of energy into his field. He wouldn't stop living like that. He would work, save up a bit, have free time to work on his field. He juggled between making enough to live on, the minimum, and working his field until the field. He'd done everything he needed to do with his field. So when he was able to harvest all his fruit, he had what to live on for the year. Now he could work in his field the whole day. He could set up the way he wanted to, because he had enough to live on for a year, half a year, whatever. Then he had money saved up. He could buy other people's fields and eventually opened up a whole reshet of fields. Yeah? Opened up a collects all over the country. Okay, whatever. Okay. So that's very posh. That's what you have to do. Vachatipesh, given she had a shibud as moise minna oisto milarviach. He understood that working the field is not going to work, because what am I going to do? I can't make a living out of this field. So he just ignored it. And he went and he worked for other people. When he earned some money, he wasted it. He didn't save anything. If he had enough money, he got a bit of a bonus or whatever, he had a bit of money to live off for one day. He didn't use it to work on his field. He used it for messing up and sleeping and chilling. But he didn't think about his field. At night, he would come home, and instead of going to work the field, he would waste his time on shtiot. When he sharad Mose, shayimimah, v'loa tzmichim ha'umah, v'olo b'koitzim v'dardarim. He ignored the field. So what happened? It started growing thorns and the fence broke down. The floods came and washed away the trees and the topsoil and whatever. I'll stay ish ot selavati. I'll walk past the field of a lazy man. And I'll walk past the vineyard of a man lacking a mind. The whole thing was just abandoned and destroyed, and the fence was broken. Okay, so that's a moshel. When a chochem looks at this moshel, so let's see how chochem looks at this moshel at the bottom in the Pischei Lei. What do you have? What do you have to be ma'ayin mi moshel ze? Ki admas adam ki nishmosu. The land of the person is his neshama. Hashem nosem l'Hashem la'avdoi l'sham le'petare. That Hashem gave a person to look after and grow it and develop it. Petara. U'lachinu reklas ha'chayim ha'nitzchim bo'elam ha'bo. And Hashem gave it to us to prepare in order to live in the future world. V'achochem af imuroi sheni yoichel ha'asek rak b'tzach ha'nishmosu. What can I do? I can't spend 24 hours a day only working on the neshama. Hashem made a world where a person has to mishtadl. He can only mishtadl. He doesn't have to make panosa. You have to drive that lotion out of our lexicon. You don't make panosa. You mishtadl for panosa. Hashem makes panosa. You don't make panosa. You don't make a living. In English, you can say you make a living because English is riddled with shekels. About you mishtadel for panosa. What can I do? I have to mishtadl for panosa. Because I say no mas neach beglal is clearly is nishmosa. He doesn't just ignore his neshama. Elo mask yetz asmoi laize malocha or esek b'matzo matin b'muna k'day lichreses nafshe. He makes some kind of ishtadlus, whatever it is. He has himself out. He starts a business. He does whatever he has to do. Invest. Lo mishaleh. He's mishtadl for panosa. Ubezmano apnoi hu shaker ala toira balavoydus Hashem. When he has free time, whether he's working 18 hours a day or 3 hours a day, lo mishaleh, then he puts his energy into avodas Hashem, into plowing and looking after his neshama. Until eventually he becomes a tzaddik. He becomes one of the lamed vav tzaddikim. Vazunoisem lo harvochem mevorech al mais of yodov uponoi rak l'avodas Hashem. Until eventually, hopefully, one day he'll get to the point where he can just be. He'll go on pension, he'll retire, he'll come learn in Ora Fram, and he'll dedicate his time to just learning and being able in avodas Hashem. Then you'll raise it, the Shoma, up and up and up and up. Little by little, little by little. The value of every little thing we do is we don't grasp it, we don't get it. That's why we always must say, I've got 5 minutes. Say something to you. Yeah, 5 minutes of Tehillim. What's this 5 minutes of Tehillim? 5 minutes of Tehillim? It's a chelek of the infinite. How big is infinite? Infinite's infinite. 1 minute of learning Torah is infinite. Yeah, it's only 1 minute of Torah. No, but it's infinite. We don't hop around the minutes. We don't tipish mishtala rak laitim legufa v'oisik betanuga ilom azdeh. I'm still down at the bottom. The tipish, what's his ishtadlus? He's taking care of his body and all the pleasures of this world. U'mishiris natch nishmose shayma mamose. He leaves his neshama totally neglected and abandoned. When the time comes, he hasn't got anything to take with the Lama Ba with him. Then he has to go down into Shoel Tachtav in order to do whatever gets happened there. Instead of being Goimel Chesed in your Neshama, you are Goimel Ra to your Neshama. Okay, that's the Moshel and the Nimshel. Back in the text, as we just learned the Nimshal, now he understands how he has to remember the end. Because that's everybody's genuine destination. And he puts in a lot of ishtadlis for that, with all his ability. When he's Isaac in Sachim of Alamaze, Yasuk Bim Kamosha Misha Maskir is at Smoila Melecha Sacheri. He relates to that like he's hiring himself out to work in somebody else's field. He's doing that because that's what he has to do. I'm doing this because the Hashem said that's it. To get Panosa, that's what you have to do. What can I do? Yerechotcha b'kol ma'asi yodecha. Hashem says, I will bless you in all what you do with your hair. Whatever the sibah of ishtadlis is, there's a hechrach, you have to do it. By the way, he's oisek b'mitzvah as well if he has the right of honor. But a person goes off to work, it's not like he's oisek then olam haba as well if he knows how to use his mind properly. Why are you working? Because you don't have a choice. You have to mishtadl. That's what you have to do. You have a family. You have this. Isaac admits it. Every time you give your wife, you give your kids money, you pay for cheder, or you whatever. Isaac admits it. You have kavana. It's just a good kavana. You got to work with the right kavana. They come building the nesham. When a tipesh noig b'shnei advarim leefer, who mismasel in yon olam hazeh, he puts all his koiches into olam hazeh, who misalim in yon olam habo. Moshe Shlomo Melech, because he is born in Banogos Aksil. He had a look, he saw what was going on, how people lived their lives, and he took Musar from that. The Moshe of Frank Waxman in Yishrim and Shara Betochen gives a Moritika Moshe for this. You have a father, he's got two sons. There's always a father and two sons, yeah? The one is a genius, he's one of these like you know, like mamish, Rabbi geniuses, whatever, but he's very weak. You know, like the 60-pound weakling, you know, he's not the strongest guy in town. He's got another son who's a blockhead, but the guy can mamish move mountains. This guy's the wall, he's the Hulk, yeah? So in the business, he's got a factory. So in the business, there's the office with all the wheeling and dealing and the financial structures and the investments all taking place. And then he's got the loading dock, you know, where the factory have to put the stuff on. Basketball, soccer.
Oh, nice.
I just did.
I know.
Which one was it?
A cemetery.
Oh, got it.
I told you.
You're so holy. Like God.
Ach, no sense. Okay, never. I don't know.
You're right. I told you.
Don't know. Did you break your foot if you were doing?
It's very annoying.
Okay. So what does this father do? What does this father do? He takes the genius weakling, he puts him in the loading dock, and he takes the blockhead Superman and he sticks him in the office. Again, you mix it. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. We put the wrong guy in the wrong business. But talking, you're supposed to have that Hashem will give you panosa you need. Shtadlus, you have to make a shtadlus. Not the other way around. I'm putting all my koichas and effort into making money because I need money. But I've got a bit of free time. I'll be Isaac and avoid Hashem. Oh, I'm Isaac and avoid Hashem 24/7. What can I do? I have to make a bit of Ishtadlus. So don't put the wrong son in the wrong seat. Okay. Huh. Fine. So that's Perek Gimel. We now understand the three levels of areas where a person can attain this wisdom and to utilize the time properly. Not to waste the time on things that other people are going to have benefit from. And you're going to get up there and you're going to realize, oi, I left a whole bunch of money downstairs for my enemy to use. And who knows what they're going to use it for. Leave it for the kids. Who knows what they'll do with it. Who was it? He died. He's still left over. He had some caribs left or whatever. He was very upset. The Gemara is somewhere.
Buckwheat,
that's right. He left over some buckwheat. He was very distressed because he was about to die and he left. There was something, he had something left over in this world when he died.
Wasted time.
Yeah, he wasted.
Why is leaving stuff for kids so bad?
Because who knows what they'll do with it. They'll get them, we'll give them what they need. Again, I'm not talking practically, I'm talking in learning in Chavis and Avavas. You want to ask Charlotte, do what you want. But how you should be with your kids or whatever. But I'm just saying, who knows what they'll do with it? They'll take the money, they'll use it for things that you don't want them to use it for. Other things, I don't know, I'm saying it. Whoever the father leave money to his kids after he's died, what kid do you have? You don't have a kid to feed your children after they get to the age of 6. You're a mensch. If you don't, you're not a mensch. You're a low life if you don't. Your wife, you have a chiv too, yeah, for sure. But after you die, I have to feel much more after that. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
No, there is an Indian called Yerusha in the world. There's a reason for Yerusha. I'm saying it for all Judge Dallas, but I have a chiv to me. And who does I'll use it for what I wanted? There was a yid, very clever yid. I'm not going to say where he's from. I don't want to give away too many clues. Somewhere in North America. Very wealthy Jew. You'll see. Clever guy. I'm talking about super rich. You'll see from the numbers. So anyway, he called his kids. And I think he had 3 sons at the time. 4 sons, maybe a daughter. And he said, I'm not going to live forever. Yeah. I'm taking each one of you getting $100 million. Each one of them $100 million.
Whoa.
And he said, I'm going to die a pauper. He left over enough for his wife. Left her house. The house is today a base midrash and a koilin and a yeshiva. They sold it to the koilin after the mother was left. He died before the wife. She'll have enough to live on as whatever she needs or whatever. After she dies, the money will also all be given away. And I'm going to die a pauper. And he systematically went about giving away everything and then he died. Clever guy. Everything. There was nothing left. Everything to stock him. He gave everything to stock him.
But he
gave his kids before he died.
You don't want to leave anything in this world.
No, that's not what we're saying. No, we're not saying we don't want you to mishtadl in this world for things that are going to be left here anyway for people to use, that may not exactly be who you want them to get. In other words, you happen to have this money. He happened to have this money, whatever. So fine, give it to your kids, give it to the kids. But he didn't kill himself and work himself to death in order to leave over money for his kids. Reb Chaim Brisker once said, he's waiting for the child. They asked him, what child? He said, no, I'm waiting for the child. They said, which child? Because every time I ask him, why aren't you learning? He says, I have to work in order to support my child so he can learn. So the child grows up and I go to him and I say, tell me, why aren't you learning? He says, because I have to work in order to be able to support my child in learning. And then I go to the grandson and ask him, why aren't you learning? He says, I have to work in order to support my child. And then I'm waiting for the child that everyone isn't working for that's actually going to sit and learn. Maybe it's your wife's new husband that you hate. I don't know who's going to get the money. But again, I'm not saying don't leave over money. But what he's saying is don't kill yourself and work yourself to death to make all this extra money that somebody else is going to get. You don't get any benefit from that. Okay. You die penniless.
We can do too much shtantus if I lost the right.
And you can do too little as well.
Can we do too much shtantus in the work for Olam Haba? Is it possible?
Yes. If you're not making proper shtantus for Panasa, when you're supposed to be making shtantus for Panasa, and you use that time for your learning, whatever, and you ignore your Panasa, it could be also Naveira. In Shara Batochani, he says that. Again, you first have to make the cheshbon. How much time do I need to dedicate to my studies for Panasa? And how much time is left over to be even in Avodas Hashem? If you've taken care of your minimum chiyuv, whatever that is, however you cheshbon that out, that's not a subject now. But however you cheshbon out what the minimum chiyuv you need to make for studies for Panasa is, after you've done that, you can't do too much in Rukhiyas. You can never do enough. You can never even come close to doing enough. It said that you can't pay back Hashem for one of the chasadim he's doing for you. But you first have to make the cheshbon what is called ishtadlis for me. How much time am I supposed to be Isaac in ishtadlis? Yeah. That's for sure. After that, how can you make too much? You don't make too much. A Yid once came to Rabbi Lashem. No, about it. No. Again, whoa, slow down. I don't know whether that's what you meant. First thing is, you know how much time he needs to sleep, how much time he needs for talking to his wife, how much time he's involved in this. It's all going to be cheshbon. Somebody once came from America, whatever they came, I don't know if it was from America, Lo Zocher. Went to Rabbi Lashev, they just made a chalaka, they took the kid to Meron, whatever, so he just come back. So they went to ask another shalad or whatever, and one of the kids asked Rabbi Lashev, what's the Indian of going to Meron? He said, I don't know, I've never been. He hasn't lived 100 years in Eretz Yisrael, he's never been to Meron. When Rav Chaim Kanievsky got married, he was the stifler's son, yeah? He was the Mechutin, so the Chazanish, nonetheless. His uncle wanted to make a Sheva Brochus for the Sheva Brochus, the Chazanish, making a Sheva Brochus. The Rav Lashev said, oh, Nebrak, I'm Ponta, I don't have to go, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to go to the Sheva Brochus. I don't have to go to Nebrak for a Sheva Brochus. That time I can use. Once again, we're talking about Hamad Dragas, we're not shy to that. Aval Avada, you have to know. What am I supposed to do? You have to get enough sleep. You have to eat properly. The Chofetz Chaim used to go around switching off the lights in the bedroom so that the Bochum wouldn't learn too late, so that they would get a proper night's sleep. Sleep properly, eat properly, sleep. Do you know the chesed we've seen Shara Bechina? Do you know the chesed sleep is? If you're ma'ayin in the Chochmah of the boy, the chesed in sleep, you got to sleep famatted, not feeling well, tired, broken, you can't function. You wake up the next morning, you're, wow. But if you could sleep less, why are you sleeping so much? I'm saying, again, there are a lot of cheshboinus here, and you have to be normal. The person has to be normal as well. You're not supposed to drive yourself in sugar and go crazy. Hashem doesn't want us to become angels in one day. Slow steps. Once also, I was wondering how you go about working and how much sleep you need. It's a difficult cheshbon. He said, work, how much are you sleeping now? How much are you sleeping now? You learned that you're sleeping 7 hours a day now, right? So sleep 5 minutes less for a month and see how you're doing. You're going okay, you're functioning well, but say, okay, so cut off another 3 minutes or 5 minutes. You don't start going from 6 hours to 5 hours in one go. You do it in little steps.